Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, see the two of my best pals in the world are here, Dan Buck and Katie Cruz.
Glove.
Hi, Glove.
What's happening, brother?
I didn't even know you two were connected. Like,
oh,
two of my
connected.
Best friends.
We've been friends for a long time. Oh, my gosh. Probably like, no kidding, like 30
her
years.
Her Casey days, we'd come by with Show Me yeah. St. Louis.
And, oh, that's great.
Did all the television stuff.
Yep,
and
yep.
Then when you're involved in St. Patrick's Center, I was there doing a bunch of, you know, stuff
volunteer
with that.
Stuff,
so, yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that funny?
So let me say this. I want to thank you two for something. Thank you for never being a couple. Because, because you would have birthed the Antichrist. There's no way you can combine the Buck genes and the Cruz
Isn't
genes.
That so funny.
It can't happen. It just can't happen.
The world keep turning, baby. That's right. We were all good there.
Yeah.
Another generation.
Somewhere there were monks praying that you never hooked up. Getting the seven swords
we
of Megiddo ready.
A monastery in Germany
yes.
to thank for the just, world yeah. continuing.
That yes. wasn't a monk. That was my mom.
Well, they all drink beer, so we're all good. Yeah, exactly right.
That's great. Yeah, probably my two most handsome friends. So.
That is such a compliment. I love it.
So, you guys, what's the deal with the pop-up bar, with the Christmas
bar? Dashers,
yeah.
Well, it's a concept I came up with like 4 years ago when we were at the mills doing the Powerplex.
Yeah.
And then when that ended, I thought, well, Dashers could keep going. A good friend of mine owns the Marquee in Newtown,
yep.
and he's like, hey, summer times are kind of slow for weddings. What do you think about bringing Dashers back here? So we did it. And the whole reason I started Dashers is because pop-ups are boring as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I would pay and go to these pop-ups, and they were like, you pay a cover, you buy expensive drinks, they kick you out in an hour and a half, you sit there and listen to some music on the overhead, and you'd go home.
If you even have that. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's you pay for an experience that's non-experience.
Yeah.
Like, I've sat in bubbles before, like, freezing my butt off, and I've been like,
cool.
Okay.
That wasn't even at a bar.
So we decided
sadly,
to make
it. Was
it,
on my own, too, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just decided to make it interactive. We said, well, let's make it a true Christmas party. Let's have games. We do reindeer games. We do Christmas karaoke. We have the best Santa, do we not? The best Santa on the planet.
The best Santa.
He gets the whole place doing the conga line, and he's got people up dancing, and he's out jiving with them and gets
That's
pictures
cool.
with them. So it's just this 2 hours of festive fun. People who don't know what to expect walk in and go, what is
even
this
our
going
wallflowers
on?
Have a way to get involved. Because like Dan just said, even if, you know, Santa arrives, and it's so funny to see grown arse adults just losing their minds when Santa's ringing the bell and hugs, and it's just
it's in your DNA.
It actually is really, really super cute to see human adults just losing their minds. But he's that good of Santa. So even if you're like a wallflower and you're like, I don't do karaoke, I don't want to do reindeer games, I don't want to do any of this stuff, like everybody will get up and congo with Santa. You know, congo with Santa. It's just fun to see people just, you know, get into the spirit for sure.
It really is. Like what I just said is true. It's in our bones. So I grew up in South Rock, Siena, And at SIU, where Dan and I both went, he had the Meridian Ballroom because the Meridian ran through it. In South Alexander, the Poverty Line runs right through it. but somehow we had a chalet for Santa, and he would arrive by chopper.
Get out.
Yes.
Wow.
So some of my earliest memories are just like bawling my eyes out because, of course, Santa was terrifying. And but yeah, I mean, it's just such a thing.
Especially arriving in a Black Hawk. That's a weird thing for a kid. Right? But that you're right, though. Dave, it is kind of built
into us. Do you remember
standing
in line to go see Santa?
Oh, gosh, yes. Absolutely. And we loved it. We stood there for an hour to get our photos at the malls and all the stuff you did. Yeah.
I even remember, like, in old downtown St. Louis when I was 4 or 5 years old, all the
famous
Macy
bar.
And Famous famous at the time. Their windows were unbelievable, and you'd go down there, wait in line for an hour to get up and see him in his little Santa village, and Sticks Barn Filler was down there as well.
I mean,
it was an experience to come downtown and do the whole Santa Claus. So.
Sticks was everyone's mom's favorite store.
Isn't that the Sticks Barn Filler?
Absolutely.
Man, that's taking us back.
My mom also had a cafeteria that was all part of that experience. Hullings Cafeteria?
Yes. Miss Hullings.
Yes, Miss Hullings was another
famous
part of
bar
that.
Was the French onion soup, right? Oh. Like, everybody went for the French onion soup for Famous Bar back in the day.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Rich, you wouldn't have believed it. I mean, you just wouldn't have, even 25 years ago, you wouldn't have believed how many people were downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just nuts.
It's kind of sad to think, now the state of how it is right now, for sure, because it was so thriving and so booming. And back to Dan's point, even your point, Glove, is that's kind of what we try to bring back to everybody now is when you go in, the whole place is decorated, the hilt, the tables look wonderful, and you got your little snicky snacks around.
Just a few.
But you kind of do fall into that spirit again.
Yeah.
You know, that little child part of you kind of is like, oh, this is cool, you know?
That's great. I love it. So you said, is it like a two-hour thing? Is it like a show?
Yeah.
You book your time?
Yes.
Okay.
So it is true pop-up. So we have windows. There's two shows a night, as Dan and I say, two shows a night. Come one, come all. And so, so you've got about a 30-minute window to get in your seats and get going. And then Dan and I are introduced by Tom, our great leader there. And we just, it's game on. Literally, it doesn't stop then. You know, you can be a part of or not a part of as much as you want to engage, you know?
Balls and
so, yeah.
Nice.
And then we turn the room and do it all over again.
How do you get reservations?
DashersDiveBar.com is the website. Everything's there. There's a little ticket, buy your tickets now button right at the top of the screen of the homepage. That takes you to all the events. And we're doing it every Friday, Saturday night from now to Christmas. And then we have a huge New Year's Eve bash that, if you want those tickets, you better get them quick. They're almost sold out. We packed the place last year, and that was an incredible party. Not so much a Dasher event. We have live music. We have a DJ that takes us up to midnight. Killer dinner for New Year's Eve. So it's not so much the reindeer games and all. Christmas is past, obviously. It's all about just ringing in the New Year with a lot of great friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, so my band did New Year's at the Hyatt. Did you go into some of those, right?
Yes. They're fantastic.
For 10 years.
It was unreal.
3,000 people.
Yeah. What?
But
it hits
me that I've not been out for New Year's.
Oh,
you need to come.
Yeah.
I've only performed.
Seriously, come. You have so much fun. It is a fun crowd. They, everybody's getting into it.
I can sleep on your couch.
You can crash 100%. In town at my house, no problem. Exactly. I've got a spare bedroom.
It's within stumbling distance, for sure.
It's knee pad range.
Yeah.
Your family's like, Dad, Michael Chiklis is on the couch. We don't know why.
That's awesome. Oh.
Now, are all your kids grown now?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I have 5 grandkids, Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're awesome.
Wow.
I just spent the whole Thanksgiving weekend with all 5 of them. We have 5 under 6.
Oh, boy.
Under 6 years old. So my daughter has 2 girls, and my son has 2 girls and a little boy, just a first boy. We finally have a buck boy who's going to carry on the name. No pressure there, kid. But, yeah, it's going to be a great retirement, having all those little ones running around. But just proud of the kids. Isn't it awesome to see them grow up and find their way and figure it all out? And yeah, it's really rewarding being a parent and a heck of a lot of fun being a grandparent.
We reminisced so much, even having your kiddos. Well, Nick here and Phoebe's on and just talking about, mine are 23 and 20, so I'm still on the lower end of the situation here, but it's remarkable to see it.
So. Yeah, I talk about it all the time because I'm very honest about this. Given my mental illnesses, I probably shouldn't have had kids.
Oh, whatever.
I probably shouldn't have a job. And it's like Andrew and Rach don't have kids. And I'm like, you know, like Michael Kelly lived, you know, never married, never had kids. It's a way to go. It's absolutely a way to go.
Right.
I would have a lot more money if I didn't have kids.
Boy, wouldn't we all.
But it, like, you just can't. You can't replace that experience.
Right.
Everything from, and you guys know this, everyone out there who has kids know this, like every stage is its own challenge and its own gift, right?
Oh, man.
Four-year-olds are four-year-olds. Eight-year-olds are becoming annoying, you know, and then teenagers are just teenagers. And now, like, Phoebe's a junior and she'll be 21 in 3 months and it's like she's turning a corner.
Yes.
Like you can tell it's no longer mom and dad are so stupid.
It's a new era. Yeah,
it's a new era.
Yeah, for sure. And if you remember too, Nick was just a little guy, but we were pregnant with those three, Phoebe and Jagger and Gabrielle. Yep. I was pregnant on the show with both of those, and you were pregnant there too. You know, so
yeah.
I mean, our babies were born. You know, in some of the heyday of the DGS.
Remember when we took the girls? I think we were doing a remote together when they had the petting zoo.
Yes,
and you couldn't pet them; you could only poke them. And Phoebe goes, "Dad, this is a poking zoo." And I'm like, "That's brilliant. I love that."
We need to bring that back.
Sticking their fingers in, poking chickens. Chickens are like, "Damn."
Boy, you Google that these days, you could get some deep trouble. Yeah.
From the mouths of babes.
There's your next pop-up bar, the poking zoo.
It's the poking zoo.
With Katie Cruz and Danny Bar.
Christmas, Katie and Dasher Dan.
Poke away.
I'm going to charge you for that if you open that up.
Oh, I'm going to charge you for that.
Oh, you're getting a cut.
Royalty coming your way.
You're getting a poke for sure. Uh-huh.
That is great. Man, you guys are just so busy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's
really
fun busy, though.
Yeah.
It is. And that's what's great about as you get later in your career, you get to figure out what you enjoy.
Yeah.
And then figure out how to make a little money doing it. But I'm playing pickleball. I'm playing baseball. Just got back from the National World Series.
How'd it go?
St. Louis won it, baby.
Hey!
Yeah,
nice.
Won it.
Nice. Wow.
Is it the one in Arizona?
Yeah, 15 seed going into the playoffs out of 16 teams out of the top bracket. And we've clawed our way to win. We were up four going to the eighth in the title game. And you'll appreciate this. We give up six in the top of the eighth.
No.
Oh, yeah. And so we're, you know, and they're over
there. Blame the manager.
They got their closer up. He's throwing, you know, he's throwing hard. He's throwing 83, 84 for a 53 league. We don't see
bringing
that a
heat
lot.
For that, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it was the greatest bottom of the eighth I've ever seen. We scored 12 runs in short game.
Gosh.
We short game. This guy's never been hit like this in his life, I promise you.
Wow.
We played at JetBlue down there in Fort Myers, and that's the Boston Red Sox spring training. They have a green monster.
Yeah, you got green monster.
The green monster, and we're banging the green monster. We hit it like four times in the inning. And it was just an amazing, amazing comeback.
Mostly Bud Light guys, or was it an all-star team?
A few Bud Light guys. It was an all-star team for, you know, St. Louis guys in the 53 division.
That's great.
I think I was the third oldest on the team. So,
skewing the demo old, are you?
We had nine guys of our 20-person roster eligible for the 60s.
Yeah.
Which I would fit in that category. I won't tell you how much I fit into that category.
60 is the new 40, Dan.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you. But it was just, you'd be proud. St. Louis went down there.
That's great.
And represented
awesome.
The city.
That's
We're
amazing.
We're a great baseball community. I mean, people don't know how good our amateur baseball really is.
Yeah.
I mean, across all things, whether it's our youth, all the way through the older brackets, St. Louis is always in the semis at least and win a lot of titles down there in the Roy Hobbs.
Wheels, we got to get you out there.
I mean,
I know you have your objections.
I can't play in the 60s.
No, but there's 30s.
I'll come out and coach third base.
Yeah.
Give you guys the signs.
That's good.
That's perfect.
But there's 40s.
I can yell at you guys. I'm good at that.
There's the 30 bracket. Would you qualify for that?
Yeah. I played for the Bud Light guys for a few years.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I played with Stu and the guys for a few years.
Nice.
I think we were doing the 35s, maybe? I played the 25s and 35s when I was, late
30s. MSBL, yeah.
Everything about that makes sense. Like, if it's the Bud Light guys, you got to have a dude named Stu.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, everything about that sentence works.
Mike Stewart, one of the
He's
best.
He's the best.
He's a great
Danny,
guy.
Danny, I don't know if you know this, but... I have a glove problem.
Oh my God.
I now have 18 gloves.
Oh, no, he does not.
That's great.
Are they all second baseman gloves?
They're all kind of the same. They're all kind of the same fielder's
they're
gloves.
They're little 11-inch, yeah. Small.
And I have a confession.
Yeah.
I bought number 19 last night.
It was the last day
of the Super Cyber Monday sale. Yes.
You told us about
Better Baseball.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
To sit there by myself with my finger hovering over the buy.
This was the one that was originally three and was like 150 or something like that?
It was originally $379. I got it for $150.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just rotate them out? Is that what you do?
I've only played one inning. Kate.
Yes.
You know.
And one grounder and I kicked it. So that's
you take one ground ball, he's running to first and got hit by the sniper.
Shot.
That was it.
His only grounder was an absolute pill hit right at him.
So far, a Dave Glover glove has not had a ball in it. So.
Well, yeah.
But he's got 18 backing it up just in case.
Yeah.
Dave, you realize it's a name, not a vocation.
Dasher's Dive Bar in Newtown, St. Charles. Is it dashersdivebar.com?
Yes, that's
very
it.
Cool.
Super easy.
Make your reservations. I may take you guys up on New Year's Eve. Good
Please.
To see you guys. Love you both.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, Dave.
Thanks, Glove.
Welcome back, DGS 225. I would have a really fun funeral. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if God forbid I bought it tonight, you know, like, if I live like my mom did, no one's even going to have any idea who I am.
If you're 96, everybody else will be gone.
I'll just be one of them. Someone
will
be sitting
gone.
Vigil with me and going,
well,
like, hey,
these guys might be
radio.
Okay. They're young enough.
Yeah.
You know, these two be there.
You bring up a really good point, Dave. You have really cool, really nice friends.
I do.
Because I've just met so many people through being on the show, and the vast, vast, vast majority of people are just like super cool.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
I can't overstate how blessed my life has been with friends.
It's the measure of a person's life.
You don't say.
That's what What's a Wonderful Life taught us.
Oh, well, that's
what?
True.
The measure of a person's life is the relationships they make, the friendships they create. Mm. You receive back what you put into the world.
That's wow. I hate that movie.
Not
for that reason.
That movie.
You can still like the sentiment.
Yeah, no, I do. I agree. I can't take that movie.
Have you seen it all the way through?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. He says about It's a
Susan
Wonderful
love it?
Life.
I don't know about love, but she's okay with it.
Okay.
Like, my mom loves it.
That's what
it.
People say when they ask
so
her about
like
you.
Like, every year, like, it'll be on TV one of the nights, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and we'll all be in the room, and I'll just be on my phone. I hate that movie so much.
Hey, Wheels, I don't know why your family is calling you Wheels, but they are. Hey, Wheels, can you watch It's a Wonderful Life? Yeah, but I'm going to be on my phone.
They don't even ask. They just put it on, and I'm like, I can do Twitter, I guess.
They don't even ask. Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, no, they don't need to. It's their house, but they can put it on whatever they want.
I love that movie, and I just got really excited realizing it's the time of the year that I get to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, that
I'm more
was,
of a Christmas vacation kind of guy.
That was pre-boot, Kevin.
That's true. Boots Kevin.
It's not going to make it better. It's going to make me worse.
Just put those big old boots up on the coffee table.
I'm just going to go out for a ride on the motorcycle while you guys watch this dumb movie.
Do you guys have Christmas movies you watch every year?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main one that I have to watch.
I know it's very divisive, but mine's probably Elf.
I like Elf.
Yeah, we do. It's every year in the house somewhere, or you know, like with the family. It's that. It's Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, and Die Hard.
You're an Elf hater, right?
I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'm also not a huge fan of Polar Express, and I have to watch that garbage.
Polar Express is terrifying.
See?
That one's scary.
I'm with you too.
Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, I don't. My wife is a huge fan. I don't love that movie.
Yeah, same.
Man, when I was a kid, and everyone my age remembers this, it was Rudolph, and it was the little drummer boy who looked just like Reba McEntire. Look him up.
Oh, I know. I'm just remembering how mad a listener got when you said that a couple years ago. You were like devastated.
It was like the most angry message you've ever gotten.
She is the little drummer boy.
Oh.
Like, he was mad on behalf of both Reba and the little drummer boy.
It was shame to both.
Like, both of them, like that's their two favorite things, and you attack them both.
I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS on KMOX. Oh, get this. So as you guys know, I had someone rear in my car about, God, going on 3 months now. And just now found out that it is going to be totaled. And so Maureen's handling that because Maureen's so much better at grown-up stuff than me. And she talked to the adjuster. Remember the pieces of crap that hit me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they filed a claim against me. Get this. Now, I was just so honest in my interview with both sides, and they're like, well, how fast were you going? And I said, I couldn't swear whether I was stopped or if I like had my foot on the brake and I was just like idling forward, but I was 3 miles an hour. They said my Jeep went airborne. They said all four wheels came off the ground. And I landed in front of them out of nowhere.
That's really funny.
Wait, what?
That's really
yes.
good.
Like somehow I just caught air and I just appeared in front
well,
of them.
You're driving Bam! A monster truck Wait, on 40.
So what made you jump?
Yeah, good question.
My incredible rate of speed. Thank God for those two ladies who stopped and gave the statement to the cops and gave the statement to my insurance company. Because otherwise, like, I mean, just physics will tell you.
Who would believe that nonsense?
Yeah. That shows you how stupid they were.
Like, it just dropped in front of... Let's say you got airborne. Let's say you did. Let's say you were going real fast, slamming the brakes. Let's say you got airborne. How high would you have to get for them to not see you in front of them?
Right.
You'd have to be 20 feet in the
taller
air.
Taller than their car, yeah.
Got one of those flying cars.
And says the person that may or may not even have insurance?
Crazy. Crazy.
Says the person that had a warrant?
What is...
Five warrants?
She had five warrants.
Oh, my God.
What is in someone like that's head, I wonder?
Not much.
No shame, I can tell you that.
Like, to come back with, well, he fell out of the sky.
he dropped right in front of us.
He actually landed on us when he was dropped from heaven. So it did hurt.
Am I a bad person because I kind of wish them ill?
No.
No, because they...
You pull crap like that.
And I don't think you actually wish bad things, but it's very normal to have negative emotions towards someone who is putting you through this level of BS.
Yeah.
That's not... I mean, yeah, I would... I mean, nothing, you know, like, not nothing bad. Just like some bad luck, you know?
Yeah.
Get 10 more speeding tickets or something like that.
Yeah, they thought that they're going to cash in. So they were super, super injured. Yeah, they were really injured.
We ran into you, but it's your fault.
You dropped a Jeep on them from 16,000 feet.
Dave's got the mighty jumping Jeep. And it jumps 20 feet in the air. You can't even see it's there. Did you have your invisibility cloak on it as well?
So crazy. I really laughed when she said that.
That's just great.
Yeah, they said you went airborne and landed in front of them.
Did you have a ramp?
Well, them Duke boys.
People don't do that.
Dave's like Bo and Luke.
Yeah, well, them Duke boys.
Jumping the canyon.
Saw a cool thing last night.
You understand, Boss Hogg was after me.
Them Duke boys.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
I saw a cool thing last night. The footprints on the moon from the astronauts will be there for 150 million years.
Unless the aliens wipe more.
Yeah, if I was an alien, I'd be like... 150 years.
Doing snow angels.
It's amazing that we went to the same place. 150
years now, losers.
I mean, we won't be here. Like, does anyone really think humanity is going to be on Earth in 150 million years?
Why would they go away in 150 years? Why would they ever go away?
Because there are micro asteroids like dust, you know, sand, and it's sort of sandblasted over millions of years.
Okay, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Yeah.
How much money did we pay for the study to show that that's going to take 150 million?
Good question.
Don't know.
You know, it's like it's a fun fact to know, but like, why do we need to know that fact? I mean, if you picked it up while doing some other important research, that's fine.
We say my guess would be they found out something that allowed them to calculate that, like they're studying the atmosphere there for a future mission or something, and like, hey, you know what? Because of these conditions, this stuff's never going to change.
Kevin's like, let me ask my boots.
Yeah.
Well, the boots say.
Talk to the boots.
Well, the boots say they probably found out some new information.
Something from Mother Withing here.
I also saw a thing last night on TikTok. It wasn't a joke. They were like scholars, and they were talking about a guy that was born in 1904. But what the guy said, and he was like a millennial. He's like your age, Andrew. But what he said was, well, he was born in the 1900s. Like, I was born in the 1900s.
Oof, that hurts.
Yeah, that's almost as bad as you asking if I met Mark Twain.
So did Mark Twain, like, visit your school? Like,
I was only off by, like, 100
it's
years.
It's also funny because, like, it's one thing if you said that someone was born in the 1900s if it was 2060.
Yeah, right.
It's only 2025.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not like we're that far into the new century.
Yeah, most people were born in the 1900s.
I think probably the majority of the population was. Including a lot of millennials.
Mm-hmm. I also have a question for you. I went to CVS today to pick up my crazy pills, and I am the kind of person, I cannot bring myself to make the pharmacist check me out for like...
extra items?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like
Dulcolax or a banana or something. Because I feel like these people went to school for 8 years. Like, they don't need to ring up my tampons or whatever it is I'm buying. Are you guys like that?
Yeah, I don't typically do that. I'll just go separately through self-checkout or whatever.
Someone tells me Boots doesn't.
It just depends. If I have like three things, I'll do that.
No, I'm with Kevin.
If I've got 10, I'll go to the counter.
If I got 5 or 6 things and I'm going to the pharmacy anyway, just... ring it all. It takes like an extra 3 seconds. Just go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, they just go boop, 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 and you're good.
Luke says Wheeler's boot prints would last forever.
Well, you know, they'd be so deep in there because, yeah.
Also, I didn't get taken in by this, but have you seen the stuff on TikTok? There's one guy in particular who speaks Spanish, who says he's a time traveler. And he has all this video from, I'm on the Titanic. They're building the pyramids. And you know it's AI, right. But it is so good. And it's so like, this can't be easy to put together. And so I had a couple gummies last night. And so when he was at the pyramids, I'm like, holy friggin' S, like, I got to call the guys. And then I saw a different guy who was with Abraham Lincoln. I'm like, okay, settle down.
I like the difference in our TikTok algorithms, because the AI videos that you see are like the building of the pyramids and the crossing of the Delaware. And the AI videos that I've been getting lately are like impossibly large water slides. Where halfway down, the person like flies out of the water slide and is going like, wow, as they move towards the ground. I get about 20 of those a day.
I get a lot of fake animal AI ones. Mm. You know, like there's a bear on the porch and it's attacking, and then the dog comes and chases them away. Like, I get all these, all those kind of things.
That one fooled me.
Yeah.
That one fooled me.
The Abraham Lincoln?
The bear.
The bear with the lady.
Yes.
He's like, I knew Lincoln would come back.
No, there was the bear with the older lady that, I think that fooled a lot of people.
But the Lincoln, looked just like Lincoln. Like, it really looked like Lincoln. So,
videos are getting good. I've been fooled by a couple of the waterslide ones.
I got to get one of those AI machine things so I can put myself in history.
Animal control officers in Virginia shared photos after a raccoon broke into a liquor store, got really drunk, and passed out in the bathroom. He was still unconscious and sprawled out on the bathroom floor, laying on his back when they got there.
He was in a full sploot.
Said they let him sleep it off and he should be fine. I have a theory that, like, you know, if we were to kill ourselves, people say, like, well, what if we would never, what if the dinosaurs wouldn't have got killed by the asteroid? Would they be, like, businessmen now? I think raccoons are going to take over.
Oh, they'd be like Rocket, yeah.
Yeah, they got hands.
They got hands, they're smart.
They're very cute. I like them.
They're the new it pet.
I know that they're, you know, that, like, the wild ones, you know, they can be bitey, obviously. I'm not trying to, like, you know, take away the negatives, but they seem cool.
They do.
I think Lucy kind of looks like a raccoon because she's gray.
Lucy's obsessed with the Christmas tree.
She loves that girl loves Christmas like nobody else. She literally just sits and stares at the Christmas tree.
Which is amazing since she's Jewish.
And when she's not doing that, she's laying offended underneath the Christmas tree.
You know the meme with the dude walking with his girlfriend looking back at the other girl?
Yeah.
Somebody did a meme of that where the guy has a cat face, so it's a cat looking back at a Christmas tree with the scratching post on the girlfriend's side. It's like, you've been replaced by the tree.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, she doesn't attack the tree, but I have flocking on my Christmas tree, and she eats the flocking day and night. And after a certain point, I just have to, like, let her eat it. It's like letting her smoke the whole pack of cigarettes. It's like she'll get sick eventually. It's the fake snow.
Oh! Wow. I should have waited a couple hours.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 249. Rach, Tina's calling you out on the flocking.
I know. Tina is saying that flocking is toxic for cats. Tina, I really appreciate it. I figured, you know, I knew that's not a part of, like, a balanced kitty diet, but I'm telling you, I cannot keep her away from
eating
the
tree.
Yeah, it's just like every year I just at a certain point I'm like, well, I can't watch her while I'm at work. So just let her.
She probably
let her
only
go to
does
town.
It when you're there to get your attention.
It does feel like kind of an attention thing.
Yeah.
And she gets really excited on day one. She's like, nah, 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 and then it does slow down.
Yeah.
But I do think this is going to be my last year with that tree, just because, like, when you do put it up, all of that flocking goes into the air, and I'm like, well, what am I breathing in? What is she eating?
I was dispelled of a conspiracy theory that I held for my whole life.
Oh.
Unless my family are idiots and not me. But at Thanksgiving dinner, I was pretending to feed Moses turkey because we all know that turkey will kill dogs. And finally someone goes, what are you doing over there? And I'm like, oh, tee hee, just giving Moses some turkey. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought it was grapes and turkey.
No.
Really? Where did I get that?
You're not
that?
Supposed to give them like turkey or chicken bones.
I think grapes are not.
No, grapes are bad.
And yeah,
grapes
are bad.
They're not supposed to have cat. Yeah. They're not supposed to have grapes.
But turkey, I think, is fine.
No, evidently. It's the bones from poultry you're not supposed to let them have.
I've always thought turkey was bad for dogs, would kill them dead, and that you open your windows when a tornado comes.
I mean, that was a thing forever. People just like, no, open the windows.
I have, yeah, in your defense, I have heard that before. Because it's supposed to like, right? It's supposed to like relieve the pressure from the air so that your windows don't explode or whatever.
Yeah. Made sense.
Maybe you're just supposed to open like one of them.
Try this thought. I had a thought last night. My generation, which I claim because I'm 1964, I'm 3 months away from being Gen X, but I consider myself Gen X, that we are, and Wheels, you're right in the middle of it. We are the transitional generation. That we went from the boomers, we were 100% analog in our childhood and 100% digital in our adulthood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just like parenting, we went from the belt to spankings to not spanking kids. Like very, very transitional from current 75-year-olds to current 35-year-olds.
Yeah. There was a lot of that change, that transition is because right the dead center of our lives, the internet came a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now you all of a sudden had information that people never had before, or at least didn't have in numbers, right? Maybe some people had read one book that said, don't do this. Well, now everybody can see that there's a thing that says, don't do this. And I think the fact that information started, it's got its good and bad, right? But I mean, that's part of that transition in we're right dead in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the internet went public probably right after I finished college. I heard of email for the first time in my life in college.
Yeah, I was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Man, my whole family used to share one email account.
Oh, dangerous.
Not great.
And it was like Grafton's like internet company.
Were you a dial-up kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have high speed until my senior year of high school. And then I would come home and watch YouTube videos on the family computer. Dude, I had so much fun.
I remember something I hated so much would be like you're going to ESPN.com or whatever. And you had to take 9 minutes for some stupid picture to load. You didn't even care about the picture. You just wanted to read the article. You're sitting there just waiting. It goes.
I was doing lives for Spectrum 20 years ago. And they had a big rollout at Spectrum Central because this new fast speed. And they had two or three computers set up downloading something. And like, here's the old world speed. Here's the medium speed. Here's our new one. And I would love to know what that speed was. Because I'm sure it would be like molasses slow by today's standards.
Yeah.
What was your guys' first like internet site you liked visiting once you got the internet?
I can't say.
Okay. that's okay.
I became a Wikipedia addict very fast.
Really?
Did you?
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah.
No, eBay for me.
Just go to Wikipedia. Like if I was excited about like a game coming up or whatever, I'd just go to the Wikipedia page every day because I thought that was the best place to get news about something.
Dude, I used to love IMDb.
Ooh, okay.
Like every movie I watched, I got to check out the IMDb.
And I got to check out those goofs.
Read the message boards. Well, let's check out this actor's filmography. It was really fun.
I actually had one of the very first message boards back in 2001.
About the show?
Yeah. And I was so shocked at how mean people were to each other.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Message boards are, they're something. They still exist, but boy, are they something.
Yeah.
They need to be moderated.
How about a positive message on those boards? Am I right? Something to think about?
You know, with mine, it was like mostly positive. And then we had one guy who was a troll. And back then, troll wasn't even a word.
No, just a thing.
Yeah, and I just remember like being mystified. Like, why are you going after this guy now? Well, now I'm going after that lady. Like, just made no sense. Back in the innocent days.
Yeah.
That's all I had for the show.
Yep, not great. Not that part, but not great on the trolling part.
Yeah, I thought that was a little mean.
No, that wasn't about that.
It was not very good.
A remainder thought from the previous topic. Dude, I hate this so much. We did those message boards for our radio station.
Yeah.
And we, as the producers, because I was real young at that time, we had to monitor them. And it was like, oh, my God. I got to delete everything because everything goes terrible.
Good luck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.